Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, All Our Relations: Native Struggles for Land and Life, is a nonfiction work by Winona LaDuc that combines environmental history, political analysis, and indigenous testimony. First published in 1999, the book examines how Native nations across North America have resisted land loss, extractive industry, pollution, and cultural disruption. LaDuc writes as both an activist and a member of the White Earth Ojibwe community, which gives the book a grounded perspective shaped by lived experience as well as public advocacy. Rather than treating environmental harm as a narrow conservation issue, the book frames it as a question of sovereignty, cultural survival, and responsibility to future generations. Its purpose is to show that land is not simply property or resource, but part of a living relationship that underpins indigenous life, identity, and political self-determination. The result is a book about resistance, but also about restoration, accountability, and the ongoing struggle to protect land and community. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, indigenous environmentalism as a political and cultural framework. A central contribution of the book is its presentation of indigenous environmentalism as something broader than conventional environmentalism. LaDuc does not treat land protection as a single issue campaign about wilderness or pollution control. Instead, she connects ecological health to language, ceremony, food systems, community continuity, and political sovereignty. This matters because the book shows that environmental damage on native lands is also social and cultural damage when land is poisoned, displaced, or taken over by outside interests. Communities lose more than territory. They lose the conditions that support memory, governance, and intergenerational life. By placing native struggles within this wider framework, the book challenges readers to see indigenous movements as sophisticated political projects, not symbolic appeals to heritage. It also makes clear that ecological restoration cannot be separated from justice, because the people most affected by environmental degradation are often those with the least power to stop it. Secondly, the seventh generation principle and responsibility to future communities. LaDuc repeatedly returns to the idea of the seventh generation, a principle that requires decisions to be measured by their effects on descendants yet to come. This gives the book a strong ethical foundation and distinguishes it from accounts that focus only on immediate protest or policy conflict. The principle changes how land use, economic development, and resource extraction are judged because it asks whether present actions will sustain or damage life far into the future. In practical terms, this means that short-term profit, outside investment, and government-approved development are not automatically signs of progress if they compromise the ecological and social conditions that future generations will inherit. The book uses this idea to argue for long-term stewardship rather than exploitation. That perspective is important because it redefines political responsibility as intergenerational rather than individual. It also explains why many Native communities frame their struggles not as resistance to change, but as defense of a livable future. Thirdly, testimony from multiple Native nations as a method of collective resistance. The book is structured around testimonies and case studies from multiple Native communities, including the Seminoles, Anishinaabeg, Innu, Northern Cheyenne, and Mohawks, among others. This multi-nation approach is not merely a way of adding variety. It is one of the book's main arguments. By bringing these struggles together, LaDuc shows that Native resistance is not isolated or accidental, but part of a broader pattern of survival under colonial and corporate pressure. The method also respects the distinctiveness of each community while revealing shared conditions such as land appropriation, resource extraction, and state-backed intervention. This combination of specificity and solidarity reaches it understand Native politics as both local and continental. It also gives the book moral force, because the testimonies come from people directly living the consequences of environmental abuse. The result is a narrative built on witness rather than abstraction, which strengthens the credibility of the book and makes its political claims harder to dismiss as theory alone. Fourthly, corporate extraction and government power as ongoing, not historical, harm. Another major theme is LaDuc's insistence that the degradation of Native lands is not a closed chapter from the distant past. The book emphasizes that corporations and government institutions continue to shape environmental destruction through mining, energy projects, waste disposal, dams, military activity, and other forms of extraction or development. This framing is important because it resists the common tendency to treat indigenous dispossession as something resolved by history. Instead, the book presents it as an ongoing structure of power. That approach changes the reader's understanding of responsibility. Environmental harm is not only the result of abstract economic forces, but also of specific policy choices and institutional decisions. LaDuc's analysis, therefore, links ecological injury to colonial governance, making clear that environmental justice requires more than cleanup after damage has occurred. It requires confronting the systems that authorize harm in the first place. This is one reason the book remains relevant to contemporary debates about land use, energy policy, and indigenous rights. Lastly, land as relationship rather than commodity. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is its insistence that land is not a mere commodity. For Leduc, land is tied to kinship, responsibility, survival, and identity, which means that the dominant market view of land as property is deeply incomplete. This idea has practical consequences. If land is treated only as something to buy, sell, lease, or exploit, then economic value becomes the only measure of its worth. But if land is understood as a relationship, then care, reciprocity, and continuity become central. The book uses this perspective to explain why Native communities often oppose projects that outsiders describe as development. The issue is not opposition to change in principle, but a different understanding of what counts as legitimate use. This theme also makes the book philosophically distinctive, because it challenges readers to question the assumptions behind modern resource economics. In doing so, it offers a different moral vocabulary for discussing land, one rooted in obligation rather than ownership alone. In conclusion, All Our Relations is best suited for readers interested in Native American studies, environmental justice, indigenous sovereignty, political ecology, and social movement history. It is especially valuable for readers who want more than a general overview of Native activism, because Leduc combines lived experience, community testimony, and structural analysis in a way that makes the book both personal and public in scope. The main benefit is that it helps readers understand environmental conflict as a matter of power, culture, and responsibility rather than a technical problem alone. For scholars and students, it offers a clear example of how indigenous frameworks reshape debates about land and sustainability. For general readers, it provides a compelling entry point into the realities of Native resistance, without reducing those struggles to symbolism or tragedy. What sets the book apart from many others in the genre is its refusal to separate ecology from sovereignty. Instead of presenting conservation as an external concern imposed on Native communities, it shows that land, culture, and political autonomy are inseparable. That makes the book enduringly relevant and intellectually distinctive. If you would like to support Winona Leduc, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.